where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Can't go wrong with that song. I always enjoy that one. I go to Green Bay tailgate parties, and that's one of the last songs they play before you know you got to get in the stadium and watch a game. Speaking of games, we got a good one here. Assumption holding on to a 5-2 lead, bottom of the fifth inning, as Auburndale trying to come back into it as they put up two runs in the previous inning, and they're looking to add to it as Art Cavanaugh begins her fifth inning of work. And this one's going to be against Hope Schulte. Hope Schulte, she struck out last time in the third inning, so see if Cavanaugh can keep the same type of success. And this time around, I thank everybody for listening tonight, of course. Had several friends that sent me a text message and said, hey, keep up the good work. A couple friends said, hey, don't quit your day job. That's why they're my friends. You got to give me a hard time. Sometimes that's the price you pay. As there's a foul shot sent out of play. That's sometimes the price you pay. I'm not always a keeper for it, but I do the best I can for you. So do the best I can for the kids and have fun doing it. 2-1 count coming to Schulte. Misses low and inside, so that's a 3-1 count here for Cavanaugh. She's trying to battle through this. She closed out the game, the first game, as Vollert started to run out of steam. And there's a nice drive sent there to center field. That gets down to the wall. Smits gets it. She gets it in. Hits the cutoff of Schooley, but that's a straight-up double there for Schulte as she gets the Eagles rolling here in the bottom of the fifth. Lead-off double. That's good trouble. As we come to the nine hitter, that's Chesney Nagel. She's 0 for 1 on the night. She was put down 5-3 in the third inning. But would love to add another run to the ledger and get this game a little closer. And there's first called strike. Shout out to my friend Josh Donald, who's listening tonight. Don't know what he's up to, but he's listening. Or was listening. Appreciate it, buddy. Pitch, and that's a liner to short, and that is picked up. That's a straight line shot out. First out of the inning. Good job there for Anna Schooley. She was able to pick that up right before it hit the ground. And that brings up the leadoff hitter, Maya Cranks. She's 1-for-2 with a single and run scored. Run score came in single and came in the fourth inning with a fly out to right. In the first pitch outside, that's going to be ball. It was really turning into a beautiful night. Clouds are thinned out. The breeze has died down. Lights full effect, no bugs. Can't complain. As there's foul left fair line that almost takes out Coach Schulte. Schulte and Charlie Nelson have a couple words there, laughing. Their tension back on the game. Probably a nice footwork coach. In comes Cavanaugh, and that's called strike on the inside. And she's got a one ball, two strike count coming to Krings with one out. Runner on second. Assumption still holding a 5-2 lead. Here's pitch, and that one bounces in. That gets back to the backstop. Runner advances to third. So that's going to count as a ball. And wild pitch for Kavanaugh. Schulte's standing on third. So we'll see how much that impacts here, because it gets back again, depending on where it goes. That could score a run. And there's a pop-up. That's shallow center, not quite the center. And Anna Schooley, she makes the catch. She made the catch, and she went to get it. Is that a catch? I thought she caught it, and yes, she did catch it. She pulled it out of her glove, and that's when she lost hold of it. But that's still, nonetheless, and out. As she flew out to six. Nice range over there for Schooley. That was a close call, as if they would have said she didn't hold on to it long enough, that could have been trouble. Of course, the runner doesn't score, but you still got one on the corners. And there's a line, and now the run scores. Is that sent out to center, and it gets behind Smits. It runs to the wall, so that's going to be a hit and an error. She gets to third, and she's staying. So you got a hit there for Morgan Griesbach. Hit. And then you got an E8, which I totally understand, and that allows possibly the fourth run to get to third base, as we have Braylee Grimm coming up. She's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. She reached on fielder's choice on the fourth, so she's can swing a bat. She had a nice first game, so we'll see how the Royals combat that. And she takes the first pitch, hits it right to Schooley, who throws a dart to first to end the inning and keep the Eagles down 5-3 as we head to the top of the sixth inning. So keep listening here at 105.5 for exciting finish to this game. It's getting to be pretty exciting.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It was an early morning this morning. Get up and go to work. Just knowing that we're going to have a nice, fun Friday night here on 105.5 WIRI with a doubleheader of softball. This is tail end of game two as Maddie Moss comes up for the Royals at the top of the sixth inning. She comes up and she swings and misses on the first pitch and does the same thing on the second pitch as Morgan Griesbach continues her dominance over the Assumption batters as she had in the first inning, and she's keeping it up in the second game. She's doing a great job, and there's another strikeout for the Auburndale pitcher, as that is the first strikeout of the sixth inning. She has struck out four in a row, and she has struck out five of the last six batters, so she's doing a fine job in the circle tonight. That would technically be 23 strikeouts between the two games and one walk. And she's allowed four hits, no runs. So she's done a very good job of quieting the Assumption offense as she's going after and attacking Jess Norton. First pitch strike, second pitch ball. So we'll see how Norton responds here, as it's a 5-3 ball game, top of the sixth, with one out, one ball, one strike. Pitch coming, and that's grounded over to Griesbach, and she makes an easy throw. 1-3 put out for the second out. bringing up Delaney Hahn as this game keeps clipping right along. Delaney Hahn here steps in, third baseman for the Royals. Wind up the pitch. That's going to be called strike. If you're looking for the next opportunity to listen to some sports on the radio, well, right now the Bucks should be playing over on WFHR. Just about the end of the season for them as they begin the postseason coming up. The next high school broadcast is scheduled for Tuesday. Maryland Rapids at 5 o'clock at the Rapids Area Sports Complex. Not sure if that's going to happen. Weather forecast does not look good as Hahn takes strike two. It's a big swing and a miss. So that'll be our next opportunity. We'll see if Mother Nature allows it. We'll be there. If she doesn't, we'll figure it out after I get done prowling the turkey woods for the first season that starts Wednesday. Hopefully I can bring back a nice gobbler for the second year. Had a real nice one last year, just shy of 25 pounds. Spurs were over an inch long. That's a good-sized bird as far as I'm concerned. So here's big payoff pitch, and it does work out as she gets another strikeout. Strike three, and the Royals are done in the top of the sixth inning. That's no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. So go to the bottom of the sixth here. Royals holding a 5-3 lead over Auburndale. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Just like that, we're underway in the bottom of the sixth inning. And there's a grounder sent from Sam Stanton. Excuse me, I'm sorry about that. Grounder sent from Sam Stanton to Anna Schooley, who fired just a line shot to first to get the out. So we got a 6-3 first strike, or first out of the inning, bringing up Danica Blomberg. Pitch coming from Kavanaugh. That's grounded right back to Kavanaugh, right in her glove. 1-3, put out. That's two outs, two pitches. Can't go wrong with that. That's great pitching. That's great defense. Good reflexes there for the Royals as we now bring up Taylor Anderson. Taylor Anderson's 0-2 in the night. A 6-3 put out and a 1-3 put out. As we'll see what Kavanaugh deals this time. Two down already in the bottom of the sixth. And there's strike one coming up. So she's had three straight strikes. And even if they weren't, they're strikes because they swung at them. So 0-1 count. Kavanaugh advantage here to Taylor. And there's strike two. That was Anderson. She's down on the count. 0-2. So the Royals looking to salvage a split of this doubleheader. Pitch, strike three, ball gets away, Nelson gets it, and she throws a good, perfect strike to first, so it's a K, 2-3, put out, strike, and out three. So in that inning, very quickly down, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Heading to the seventh inning, Royals, one more chance to get some more runs as they hold a 5-3 lead over Auburndale. Keep listening to our 105.5 WIRI.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Hot Rod Lincoln.
Have you heard the
Can't
story
go wrong with that song on a Friday night. Can't go wrong with softball on a Friday night either. It's top of the seventh inning. Assumption at it. Anna Schooley coming up. Sits 1-for-3 on the night. Run scored. As she hits a bouncing grounder. Then it gets through the shortstop. She's going to reach to lead things off the seventh inning. That's a good start there. I think they'll get that in E6. I mean, as she lined up, she was right there and took a hop. Can't fault her for the hop, but she was right there. So we will double check here with the official score. That's at least what I will do. As up is Kavanaugh, as she gets a strike. But Schooley, she steals second, and the throw gets caught up in there, and it bounces off her, goes into the outfield, and she's able to advance to third. That could be a big insurance run coming up if Schooley can come home. Nobody out, runner on third, top of the seventh inning. They are calling that an error, an E6 that Schooley reached on when she was able to steal second, as it's no one count to Kavanaugh, and she's down 0-2 now. The Royals are three outs away from salvaging a split with the Eagles. There's a bunt, goes right up to pitcher. Pitcher comes home, not in time. The run scores. Kavanaugh goes to first, and she advances to second, but she's thrown out. 1-8 for the first out. Schooley does score, however. So Kavanaugh. So Schooley did advance to third on an error by the second baseman. And then with Claire Nelson coming up, nobody on, one out. Nelson hits it foul. Hits her own leg there. That's unfortunate there. So the ruling is not a sacrifice, but Kavanaugh gets a fielder's choice, and then gets thrown out 1-8 for the first out. Nelson takes low ball one. She's 1-1 count, coming up with one out. Top seventh inning, Royals leading 6-3. Bunch of big baseball coming up tonight, as Brewers are doing a good job against Baltimore. Cubs, they play a little bit later against Seattle. And there's a crushed shot over to left field. Off the glove of the left fielder, Claire Nelson. She's on her horse. She rounds first. She rounds second. She's going to be coming into third. The ball comes in. She stops and stays at third. So there should be a triple for Nelson, because that left fielder really had to range over there. She had to make a dive, and it was off the glove. So I can't really fault her for that. But the Royals still in business here with a runner on third, one out. Macy Vollert comes up. She's 1-for-3, has a double, 2 RBI, 2 strikeouts. That for sure is ruled a triple. Big swing and a miss there by Vollert. Down the count, 0-1. One out, 0-1 count to Vollert. Pitch comes home. Oh, and that hit Vollert. So she, Royals get runners on the corners. So that's a tough way to reach base, but she's there nonetheless. Puts runners on the corners for the Royals. One out. Up comes Lydia Smits. As the Royals are going to, as Coach Schill has a speech with Vollert, and then the first baseman and the pitcher are having a couple words, and Charlie Nelson, he's talking with Smits and Stofflet. So we'll see what we can do now here. There's Griesbach, fires to home. And that's fouled back into the fence, so that's a 0-1 count to Smits. As we wait the next pitch. And it's a bunt, and it's sent foul. So getting ahead of the official score. His iPad was running out of battery. I had to set him up with a charger here. So trying to save the day here. Sorry for a little bit of silence. As pitch comes in, 0-2 count to Smits. She strikes out. She goes down swinging there. This concludes her night, more than likely, unless barring a big rally there by the Eagles. Excuse me. That's out number 2. Next up, Lexi Stofflet. She sees first pitch come in, called strike. Stofflet, she got a walk, and she reached with an RBI and then a strikeout looking in the night. So, excuse me, as she's going to be trying to bring in at least one more run. Big swing and a miss. Goes down 0-2 in the count. As Griesbach trying to limit the damage and give her team a chance in the bottom of the seventh. She looks in, catcher, pitch, big swing and a miss. Down goes Stofflet, and that's out number 3 in the seventh inning. And we head to the bottom of the seventh here. Auburndale's last chance as they bring up the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. It's a trail assumption, 6-3. So keep listening to our 105.5 WIRI.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
It's
painful concert number 3.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting.
No fighting.
No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this.
She make a man want to speak Spanish.
Well, Shakira there. she's from Colombia. It would be even better if it was Brazil, because then she could probably go see the Packers as they take on Philadelphia in September. But before we get there, we have to get through the last three outs of this game here, as Assumption leads Auburndale 6-3, with the 7, 8, 9 hitters coming up for Auburndale, as Royals look to salvage a split of this Merriwood Conference doubleheader South Division games here. Kavanaugh trying to go complete game here, and she gets the first pitch, and that's ground out. It's 4-3 for scoring at home. First out by Reagan Lau, bringing up number 8 hitter Hope Schulte. She's 1-for-2 on the night with strikeout, and she had a double. Yeah, so she can get the job done for the Eagles. It's just a matter of limiting the damage if she does get the bat on the ball. Pitch comes in, called strike for Kavanaugh. Up ahead in the count, no balls, one strike. Thanks again to everybody for listening and tuning in. And as we get a big swing and a miss on Schulte, and it's 0-2 coming with one out. Going to get that big second out. Thanks to all our sponsors. Thanks to Seth at the studio for spending his Friday night working. Thanks to the kids for making it a very enjoyable night. First game was a little rough for the Royals, but they're taking care of business in the second, as it's a 1-2 count now. And that's a ball, because that hopped right into the glove of Nelson. She couldn't quite hold on to it, so it's a 2-2 count now. As Kavanaugh looks to get the second out here on this pitch, here she comes. That's foul back into the fence, so she misses out on that opportunity, but the opportunity is still there. Yeah, thanks. Thanks to listeners. Thanks to sponsors. Thanks to the producer. Thanks to everybody. Really enjoyable Friday night. And there is a outside pitch. I first thought for a second he was going to ring her up, but then he stopped and motioned outside. So he'll go with his opinion on that, and that's a full count. Kavanaugh deals, and that's a line shot into right. Goes right over to Stofflet, who gets the ball in. So there's your single, one out single there for Schulte. And that brings up Chesney Nagel, who is 0-for-2. 5-3 put out and a line out to short. So there's an opportunity there. The Royals, they can turn a double play. That'll be their second of the night. And that could end the game if they are able to do so. And it's a grounder to second, second to first. And that is in time. They just get the one. The runner advances to second, but it's a 6-3 put out for out number 2, bringing up the top of the order. Maya Krings coming up, as Krings is 1-for-3. She's single, run scored. She flew out to right in the first inning, and she flew out to shortstop in the fifth with that one single and run coming in the fourth. So this is last call here for the Eagles. It's 2 outs, runner on second, 0-1 count, called strike on that first pitch. Unless he motioned it was outside. That umpire's got a weird motion, because his out, his strike call and his motion out pitch is very similar, but it doesn't matter as Krings grounds out to short to first. And that is your ball game. The Assumption Royals earn the doubleheader sweep with Auburndale by a score of 6-3. We will be crunching up a couple numbers here and get the post-game show wrapped up and continue on our weekend. So just keep it here after one more break on 105.5 WIRI.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba! Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
Now that music, you know, that's coming to the end of the night for us as... doubleheader softball game, Robinson Park here in Wisconsin Rapids, ended in a split as Auburndale was able to capture the first game. But Assumption was able to come back with the win in game two by a 6-3 margin. Start with game two here that just got finished. Royals got the job done. 6 runs on 8 hits, 1 error. Auburndale 3 runs, 6 hits, and 3 errors. Auburndale at the plate. They were led by Hope Schulte. She went 2-for-3 with a run, 1 strikeout. That's really the big batter there for the Eagles, as they did struggle at times finding and keeping up with Ari Cavanaugh for the Royals. As Cavanaugh, she pitched a complete game. 6 hits, 3 runs, all of which were earned. 6 strikeouts and 1 walk as she got the win for the Royals. Offensively speaking, Claire Nelson, heck of a night. 3-for-3, 1 run, 1 walk. She got the job done for the Royals. As Macy Vollert, she batted in 2 runs, as did Lexi Stofflet, both 2 RBIs. Swinging the big bat for the Royals was Claire Nelson again. She had a triple with Anna Schooley, Macy Vollert, and Jess Norton, all hitting doubles. Extra base hits for the Eagles was just 1, and that came via Hope Schulte. That was how game 2 went. Game 1, that was a little bit of a different story, as that was Auburndale pulling out a 4-1 victory. That game was won by the Eagles pitcher, Griesbach, Morgan Griesbach, as she was outstanding. She pitched a complete game, 3 hits, 1 run, that was earned, 17 strikeouts, 1 walk. That's really the name of the game right there. But she finished, as I said, she had 17 strikeouts in the first game. She came in, pitched in relief in the second game, and she added 8 more. 25 strikeouts, 1 walk. Wow. That's 2 runs, but only 1 of which was earned. So you can take that for a notice in the Merriwood Conference. She's just a freshman, folks. You're going to be hearing about her quite a bit as years go on. So with that, we're going to call her a night here and move on to our weekend festivities. I want to thank Seth Habiger back at the studio. Outstanding job as always. Always enjoy working with Seth. I want to thank all our sponsors, all listeners. Couldn't do it without those. And I want to thank the administrations for putting this game on, and the coaches, the athletes, for a very entertaining and fun Friday night. So from me, Mike Comer, want to wish everybody a safe and happy weekend, and we'll look forward to the next time we get to broadcast a game here for you on 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Somebody truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, a time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Somebody truck in a farmer's field, and somebody beer sitting on ice after a long hard day makes it taste just right. On that drop tailgate on a summer night, somebody beer sitting on ice, and somebody girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. And that farmer's field will make a boy miss. Somebody girl in a red sundress. And the somebody kiss is gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural ever felt before, somebody kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's somebody truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips begging for another kiss. And there's somebody you and me and the birds and the bees and Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing, ain't nothing about it. Love somebody truck. Somebody creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes to just hang them on a limb. The somebody creek around 2 a.m. And the somebody truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips. The birds and the bees and love.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth. More Reba. Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiscountry.
Winona.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, to a low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer for tomorrow, high into the low 70s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid-70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, high low 70s. Currently 51 degrees.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. By 24. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time, and I drank my whiskey and she drank wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day. And we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should have taken it slow. It's not the way. About 24. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. Here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
I can't hide the way I feel about you anymore. I can't hold the hurt inside, keep the pain out of my eyes anymore. My tears no longer waiting, my resistance ain't that strong. My mind keeps recreating a life with you alone, and I'm tired of pretending I don't love you anymore. Let me make one last appeal to show you how I feel about you. Mm-hmm. 'Cause there's no one else, I swear, holds a candle anywhere next to you. Mm-hmm. My heart can't take the beating, not having you to hold. My voice keeps repeating deep inside my soul. It says I can't keep pretending I don't love you anymore.
I was young and green, I'd never seen anything as beautiful as her. County fair, she had long blonde hair, I saw her sitting over there by the tilt-a-whirl. I was a small town country boy, like raising hell and making noise. She was uptown Dallas cool. I had a truck, I took a chance, I made her smile, I hit the gas. We broke a few rules. Ooh, I know I'm never gonna forget it. Ooh, Lord knows I'll never regret it. Straight on the radio, steam on a window, and kisses that'll drive you wild and reckless. That's the way love. On any night in Texas, I memorized every line. That dashboard glowed like a neon sign on her tan brown skin. It was heard me. My daddy's 83, parked off the beaten path, and we just drank the moment in. That sunset went and disappeared, just like that Lone Star summer did. It faded like a song, but I still hear it every now and then, just like a whisper on the wind, and I still sing along.
Must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love.
It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love.
Something is wrong, alright, I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light, it must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love.
It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love.
It must be love.
Central Wisconsin's only choice for real country music. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
I wish I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. Wish we would have rolled around some old cab and chased them city lights. Hit bars I don't like. We were listening to one more Silver Dollar. To my hometown.